You're listening to SBS News.
A team of 10 scientists from the World Health Organization have arrived in Wuhan, China, which was the epicenter of the COVID-19 outbreak. The experts will now have to undergo 14 days of isolation before they can start investigating the origins of the coronavirus. The group includes zoologists, respiratory and infectious diseases experts. Dr. Peter Ben-Imbarak, a WHO scientist, told Al Jazeera they will be investigating how the virus spread in the city.
We'll be looking at in more detail at the initial cases, the human cases that were detected in December 19, looking at the market, the famous Wuhan market, and see what happened there.
But the scientists tasked with finding out what is exactly behind a worldwide death toll of almost 2 million are expecting the surge to be a long one. One theory is that the virus was found in an animal, possibly a bat from Wuhan's wet markets, which sell live animals. But infectious diseases expert Sanjaya Senaniyaka says finding patient zero will be unlikely.
I think it's very unlikely that they're going to find patient zero, the very first person who had it, but they might get a sense of where it came from, how it came over from the animal kingdom into the human kingdom, and look at the role of laboratories and all those other factors.
With cases on the rise around China, the group will also attempt to gain access to the Institute of Virology Labs in Wuhan. There was speculation from the Trump administration that the virus came from a leak in the lab. But with China tightly controlling the investigation's movement, concerns about access to labs and markets are on the rise. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says she hopes Chinese officials will do the right thing.
What is overwhelming in terms of the focus of the team is this independence and transparency. We will watch carefully how that transpires, and I hope and expect that team, with the support of the World Health Organization and Chinese authorities on this visit, will have access to what they need in terms of data and information and key locations.
Australia has been calling for an independent investigation into the origins of COVID-19 since April 2020. But the call for an investigation was reportedly part of the reason China decided to impose various trade bans on Australian imports such as beef, barley and wine. Acting Prime Minister Michael McCormack says Australia is always open to communicating with its largest trading partner.
Phone lines are always open, our doors are always open as far as diplomatic relations with China and trade are concerned. I know how important it is to ensure that we continue our trade with China, which is worth $149.6 billion. It's our largest trading partner.
Mr. McCormack also refused to comment on China's control over the inquiry and says his focus is on Australians alone.
I'm not going to get into a debate about what China should or shouldn't be doing. Our focus has always been on Australians' health outcomes and rebuilding our economy. We're getting through, making sure that we've got the vaccine. AstraZeneca will save lives. We've got 140 million doses. We've put not all our eggs in one basket. We've looked at Pfizer as well, and we will make sure that next month when the vaccine starts to roll out, that all Australians will have access to it.
But health experts are suggesting Australia's reliance on the AstraZeneca vaccine, which has a lower efficacy rate than Pfizer's, could be limiting. Infectious diseases expert Mr. Senaniyaka says Australia should continue negotiating with vaccine makers globally.
There are 63 vaccines in different phases of human trials right now. 15 of them are in the final phases of human trials. And I'm very hopeful that some of them are going to show really good phase 3 results. And I think our negotiation strategy should be an ongoing one, exploring these vaccines and then trying to purchase them and roll them out into the Australian population, even for a proportion of the population. So it shouldn't just end at Pfizer and AstraZeneca. We should be continuing to explore, continuing to negotiate.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Karishma Luthria, SBS News.